Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
A couple of years ago, South Africa's listed property sector was a real powerhouse of wealth creation. But fast forward to today, 2025, and it's one of the weaker performing asset classes of the past decade. But I want to ask the question tonight, is the tide possibly turning? After years of rising rates, shrinking office demand and economic pressure, listed property is starting to show signs of life again. Operational improvements, positive reversions in rental agreements are emerging, particularly in retail and logistics. But here's the question. Is it enough for long-term investors to take another look? Joining me now is Sipatisle Zwane, portfolio manager at Allan Gray. We get a look at whether listed property still has a place in a modern portfolio and what's driving its slow recovery. So a very warm welcome to you. First of all, let's go back if we can. Why did listed property fall so hard from being a top performer at one stage to, as I've just mentioned, one of the weaker asset classes? What happened?
Thank you very much, sir. And, you know, for something like listed property, you can't get away from the underlying dynamics and what actually drives the value and what's driving demand for property, what's driving pricing. So, you know, from the early 2000s, all the retailers, if you had to read like a ShopRite report from back in those days, was trying to grow space as much as possible. There's way more sales growth for everyone else. And then, you know, like the rest of the economy, things slowed down around 2015. Property businesses want very high valuation multiples. So it meant that they could often, you know, issue shares at a discount. So, you know, you have for 150 Rand of cash, they pay 100 Rand effectively. So there's this, a lot of cheap capital in the market, which allowed them to grow very fast with good underlying economics as well. And, you know, when the economy slows down and all of a sudden the demand is not growing as fast, and at the same time you derate, so the cost of capital increased quite a bit, it made it very difficult for these companies to sustain the same growth. So you went from a fast economic growth with some extra, you know, cherries on top of that on the financial engineering part, you could say, to that going away at the same time as the underlying economics slowing down as well.
And add to the mix, I guess, the COVID-19 pandemic, and this was a sector that was in trouble. But something has changed recently, and it's suggesting that the sector may be stabilizing or even recovering. What's the conventional wisdom?
You know, a lot of property people in the industry will talk about, you know, it's often a delayed view on the economy, right? So whatever happens in the economy, there'll be like a lag of a year or two because it's contractual agreements often in these rentals. So what's happened since is that there's been a lot of resetting. So when I say resetting, there's demand supply for space oftentimes. So, you know, if someone's going to give you a discount on space, you might take it if you weren't willing to take it a year before. So what's happened is there's been a lot of repricing of property. So they call it reversions. You know, after a 5 or 6 year agreement, let's say, you have escalations usually tied to inflation, but they're a bit higher than current inflation. And then at the end, you renegotiate based on the trading relative to the rent you're paying. So for a while coming out of COVID, those renegotiations at the end, the reversions were negative. And now all of a sudden, they turn positive again. So, you know, the industry has rebased such that some supply demand suits the current economy more, or the current trading of the businesses. And then in the office space, it's a similar thing. So you had very high vacancies out of COVID. I mean, people were working from home, which makes sense. And then what happens if you want to fill in those vacancies, you have to drop the rentals. So as you drop the rentals, some tenants become enticed to take back space. But there's also been a movement out of, you know, maybe some movement out of CBDs into more prime space as well.
So do you think the rebound is either temporary or cyclical, or maybe driven by more durable structural changes that will allow a degree of more optimistic sustainability?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very tricky one because I guess at the end of the day, it's tied to the underlying performance. And, you know, properties are just call it a marketplace for the main thing to happen, which is in this sense in retail, it's for shopping. So I think the first thing to look at is obviously those reversions are important because it tells you that, you know, the tenants are, say, happy with what they're paying at the moment. So you have a fair rental, so it's more robust. Then you have to have a view on what you think is going to happen to the underlying sales growth going forward from there. So I think we're definitely in a better space than we were before, and a lot of the nonsense is sort of recovered or cleaned up. And I guess the other thing to look at is the capital allocation. So, you know, it's all good and well owning the properties, but then there's, you know, there's a management teams behind that who actually decide day to day what they're doing. So the things that we look at there is the quality of the earnings. So how aggressive are they in recognizing earnings, and how much are they paying out? Because I think oftentimes in property, you pay out all of your free cash flow, and you struggle to reinvest in growth, especially when valuations aren't going up. So when valuations go up, you can, you know, it's almost like you have a mortgage that you can get every year. And if your property price is going up every year, you can get a little bit more out of that mortgage. But if the property prices stop going up, then all of a sudden you don't have as much money you can get to reinvest in the business. So there's a few things, but I think it's more sustainable now than it was in the past, just because, given the changes in management there as well.
So you mentioned office space being under pressure, but it's interesting that retail seems to be recovering faster, or at least first. So I want to know what you think behind, or what is behind this relative strength as far as the segment is concerned, but maybe even overlay that against the very dismal GDP numbers that were out today, which shows that our economy has hardly moved the needle.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, what a property business is, they're a cost to a retailer. And as long as that retailer is trading all right, doesn't need to be amazing. As long as they're trading all right, then they can actually take the cost of the property. And retail has, you know, a lot of big dominant tenants who are able to reprice their rentals to what makes sense. So it's an interesting thing. So oftentimes over short to medium terms, you can make decent money on something, even though the economy isn't growing fast. And the question is that the current earnings the right earnings, and what can they grow from? So when the rentals were too high, then it's a bad time to buy, because you think the earnings are the right earnings, but actually in reality, you know, those get pushed down. So when that's changed and the rentals are fair, then even without growing much from there, you can make a decent return. So it does matter what the current starting point is. I think with offices, a bit more difficult, because the supply demand there is incredibly difficult. When you have too much space, there's not a lot you can repurpose it to do. And if people are unwilling to come back, you just really, really have to discount that. So I think the property side, the office space side, you have to discount
Right.
rentals significantly. But then someone has to make a decision of moving from a different office to a different office, and I think it's a bit more difficult to do in the shorter term.
So just a quick one as we end this. How should investors then be thinking about listed property right now compared to other asset classes?
Yeah, so I guess for us, it's always understanding that there are other asset classes. So we always compare relative valuations. So the one thing you benefit from in listed property is they're highly geared. So there's a lot of debt in a lot of these businesses. And so they're very sensitive to interest rates. So when interest rates come down, you generally benefit on the income statement quite a bit. So that's one place to think about it. And then to think about, you know, looking at a case-by-case basis, the mix of the portfolio. So, you know, retail is doing much better now. If you have the right sort of malls that have the right tenants, that actually trades quite well. If you're looking at things like logistics, you know, as supply chains get more complex or wider, the logistics space does quite well. So if you're in the right locations and you have the right boxes and what people want, then that can do quite well. So I guess the way we think about it is, you know, the underlying, what do you think sales can grow at, the rentals can grow at. And then the management teams, which are more less aggressive in their accounting than in the past. So I think now you're more likely to get the underlying fundamentals of the property coming through versus, you know, what's been happening over the last decade, which was a resetting of the fundamentals at the same time as a resetting of the financials and actually running the businesses cleanly, if you can call it that.
And that's where I'm going to leave it. Sipho Sihle-Zwane, Portfolio Manager at Allan Gray. Appreciate the explanation. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.